It's time for Panthers Daily, your daily update on the Ohio Dominican football team. Here's Todd Bell.
On Saturday, the Tiffin Dragons drove in the Panthers' red zone four times, but only once did they come away with a touchdown. This is an area of concentration for Coach Cummings and the Panthers. This season, the opposition has appeared in the red zone 18 times, but have just 10 touchdowns to show for it, a statistic that has the Panthers ranked 30th in the nation. And Coach Cummings explains why they traditionally have had success in this area.
What happens as you get to the red zone, offenses, they become more simplistic. They go with, you know, what they really do. And you can tell it starts showing up what we've really put a lot of work in and defend in a specific set of plays. And that's really the difference for us. If you look at us, just over the past couple of years, you know, we've been ranked really high in red zone defense, red zone offense, and we spend a lot of time practicing those things because it just, you know, that's the game. That's where it shows up the most, special teams and red zone play.
More Panthers Daily in a moment.
Advance your career in the healthcare industry with a master's in healthcare administration from Ohio Dominican University. Earn your master's online or on campus in just 18 months. Apply now at ohiodominican.edu/healthcare.
Tonight, it's another episode of Inside Panthers Football. You can join myself and Matt Natale as we welcome Coach Cummings, safety Gus Dimmerling, and tight end Blake Skoradovich. Head to PressBoxProductions.net and go to the Alderson Broadus game page from 7 to 9 o'clock tonight, or you can download the Mixler app to your mobile device and search Panthers Radio. With today's Panthers Daily, this is Todd Bell.